Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Change It Now with myself, Shelly Speaks, and I'm so excited. This is my first show today. I've been on the radio before, but this is my first show for Change It Now. So with our first episode, we are going to talk about choosing to be the leader of your life. And I'm really grateful to all of you that are joining me live and to those of you that are listening in the future. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm going to give you at least three tips, we'll see where this goes, that will help you have greater ease in choosing to be the leader of your life. I know sometimes we feel or perceive that we are, and we're wondering why we aren't reaching our targets and goals. And I'm going to give you some tips to kind of help you perceive and look at that maybe a little deeper. However, before we get started, let me introduce myself for those that haven't met me before. Again, my name is Shelly Speaks. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yes, I love living here. I am a coach, a healer, an intuitive reader, Reiki master, access consciousness bars practitioner, and so much more. I don't want to keep going on with that list, but I've been spiritually gifted since as long as I can remember, probably since I was born. And I have chosen to use these gifts for myself and also to help as many people as possible have more joy in their lives. So I work with individuals, couples, families, businesses. I even work with homes and spaces and properties to clear away energies that are no longer required to create the space for you to have and perceive new choices and new possibilities for your life. And I'm able to clear energy initiate the clearing of the energy very quickly and dynamically for those that are choosing to receive that. And I mean choosing to receive it. Sometimes people aren't ready to deal with whatever it is that is requiring clearing. And that's okay. That's not a wrongness. We're ready when we're ready. So if you'd like to call into the show today and get some coaching or clearing, or I have some do a reading, whatever's required, the call-in number is 917-889-8854. And if you happen to be in the chat room, I am not in the chat room. That's a little bit too much for me today. I'll probably be able to navigate that somewhere down the road. But right now I'm going to concentrate on the studio and all the little bells and whistles that are in here. And I have scheduled this for an hour. However, it's just, as long as is required. So it could be 30 minutes, could be 45 minutes. We'll see. So let's get started. And I will take your calls, those of you waiting in the queue. But I just want to go over the three things, and then we'll just follow the energy and see where it goes. So number one, being the leader of your life. Number one. And these are not in order of importance, okay? This is just how I have them on my list. So the first thing is to make yourself your number one choice and your number one priority in life. And I know some of you are like, I already do that. However, when I look at people, places, things, and situations energetically, sometimes I can see that the individual isn't choosing to make themselves number one or the number one priority in their life. Sometimes they're making a spouse or significant number one, or their children or their job. And that all sounds like, the way it should be. However, you've heard the phrase, put your oxygen mask on first. You have to take really, really good care of yourself in order to take really, really good care of someone else. Okay, so you have to contribute to you in order to contribute to someone else. And the greatest gift that you can be to others is caring for yourself, is creating your life, is making yourself the number one priority. And I just have this point of view that if everyone was really, really kind to themselves and took care of themselves and made sure they were okay, made sure they were happy, I just think the world would be a better place. What do you think? Okay, so the second tip is to be crystal clear on your goals, your targets, and your priorities. I have people that contact me for readings, and when I have someone who is really creating their life, they know what they'd like to have, they know what kind of income they'd like to have, or if they're creating a relationship or a certain goal in their career, or something they'd like to purchase, all this information comes up with a lot of ease because they're actually in the process of creation. So therefore, there's a lot of information available for me to gift them. Now, alternatively, I have people who request a reading and they're not doing anything in their lives, and they wonder why I don't have anything to say. And really, if you're not creating your life, there's not going to be a lot of energetic information available for me to give you. Now, what you can do in that situation is ask for your next steps, or what direction you can move in. However, really looking for, psychic predictions, it's not the same thing as someone who is creating their life. And that brings to mind, I've been doing readings since I was 14 and I am 50 years old now. Yes, I am. And in all that time, there's only one time where I did a relationship reading and I told the woman that she had met the one. I don't even like that phrase, the one. However, that was the energy that was coming through, and it really surprised me. And when we chatted about it later, she had dynamically been creating a new partner, a new relationship, and it was just showing that all of her choices, all of her action steps, everything that she was doing was bringing her exactly what she was asking for. And when I say asking for, when you're asking for something, it's not just about the verbal ask. It's about everything you're doing, the actions that you're taking, the thoughts in your head, the people, places, and events that you're choosing, whether or not they are congruent with it or not. It's asking with your whole being. And being that energy of the ask of what you would like to receive. So, for example, sometimes we're talking about money, and I'll ask people what they would like to have, and they'll say, oh, I want $1 million. And then my next question is, are you willing to do what's required to have $1 million? And then they go, oh, no, not really. And, having $1 million, might seem like hard work to some of you, might seem like fun for some of you. It might seem like, easy peasy for some of you. That's not the point. The point is that you do have to align your actions, your thoughts, your words, and get engaged with whatever you're asking for. And that's part of being the leader of your life. When you ask for something, lead the way, because it's up to you. It's not, I see this energy of people kind of like, well, if God or the universe wants to give it to me, then I'll receive it. Yeah, so everything that is, let's destroy and uncreate it all. Yes. So being the leader of your life, when you ask for something, you're like the CEO of that ask. And it's up to you to pay attention, to take the appropriate actions, and to really lead the way. You know, it's not about being guided. I know that's a term from, you know, spirituality, metaphysics that a lot of people tap into. You know, I was guided. However, you're actually the leader, and you're actually the one with the awareness and the consciousness, and the one that actually has to take the action steps to have what you'd like to have. Okay? And then number three, and I could probably go on and on and on, but we have some callers in the queue here. Number three is learning to say no. Yeah. So learning to say no to your children, learning to say no to your spouse sometimes, learning to say no even to your boss sometimes. That is one of the things that is really, really difficult, because people are choosing to be nice. And choosing to be nice is not often a kindness to you. So you have to say no to all the things that are distracting you, or, you know, kind of taking you off the path of the creation of your life. And, you know, we love our families. Of course, we love our children. Of course, we love our significant others. We want to keep our job. however, you know, there are ways to say no without being unkind. So I used to work for a man who was a partner in a firm, and he was very demanding, and he would have things for me to do. I was his personal assistant. And I would say to him, okay, you asked me to do A, B, and C. Which one do you want to do first? And all three of them are probably not going to get done today. And that was my way of saying no. You know, so find ways to say no. Sometimes it's making a compromise or a bargain, or, you know, with your kids or your spouse. You know, I can't do this right now, but I can tomorrow, you know, when my afternoon is free. Or just say no, whatever works for you. It's not about looking for a way to be nice, because being nice is actually being fake. It's looking for a way to be kind to you and to them and still honor your no, okay? So I hope that all makes sense. And if it doesn't, and if you have any additional questions, please call in. The call-in number is 917-889-8854, and I'm going to take some calls in just a few minutes. So I just want to recap. Make yourself the number one choice and priority in your life, always. Be crystal clear on your goals, targets, and priorities, even if they change. It's okay if they change, but make sure you're clear on what they are. And learn to say no. No is like such a dynamic, powerful, potent word. Much more potent and powerful than yes sometimes. All right, so we are going to take our first caller. And I'm going to answer the line. I'm going to say the last four digits of your phone number. If you could just say your name, and we'll go from there. Okay, caller, last four digits, 3200. Hello.
Hi, Shelley. This is Lori.
Hey, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm having fun. I know. Isn't it cool? And I want to say thank you to Lori. I was chatting with her earlier today, and I was having some hiccups, and she sent me some beautiful energy, and it smoothed everything out. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. So did you have a question today?
Yeah, it kind of deals with getting out of surviving and going into thriving.
Okay. So what does surviving mean to you right now in this 10 seconds?
Just kind of being on the planet and taking care of what I absolutely have to.
Okay. cool. And say that again.
Nothing exciting, just, you know.
Yeah.
Almost,
yeah, not
like
so much
fighting
fun
to be there. No, definitely not.
Cool. And what is thriving? What does that mean to you right now?
Succeeding, choosing whenever I want to, without money getting in the way, without others' opinions getting in the way, being passionate about my life and being somewhere that I actually would love to be.
Cool. And what, from your perspective, is keeping you from that?
Oh my gosh, the list.
Everything.
It kind of feels like it. I mean, you know, taking steps forward and choosing different things is bringing a lot of new into my awareness, that there seems to be a gap with being passionate about my life, having opportunities to move. So the area, the place where I live is, you know, would be much more light. Definitely
okay.
Money.
Cool. So everywhere you've made survival more valuable than thriving, would you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Cool. Clear that. And what I'm picking up is this isn't, like, please do your clearings. You know how to do clearings. However, what I'm picking up is that this is more about choice. And what happens, you know, when we're asking questions, like, I love asking questions. I create new questions, you know, based on the books I'm reading or classes I'm listening to. You know, I make these lists and these questions that I'm asked, you know, in the morning. And I have to take action and I have to make some choices. I can't just ask questions. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I would write down a list. I would write 100 things that you'd like to be, do, and have. Step two, you can come back and listen to this again. I would create questions, you know, like, let's say you want a diamond bracelet. What would it take, you know, for me to have a diamond bracelet? However you'd like to word that, and clear it. Then I would start making a list of action steps. Now, let's say you want, I'm just making this up, like a 3-4-5-carat diamond ring. You know, most of us can't go out and buy that tomorrow just because it popped in our head. You know, but if you can actualize it instantly, please don't let me stop you. However, there are things like you could go to a store and try one on and play with that energy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So there's always an action step you can take. It might not be the full, you know, like buy a 5-bedroom house tomorrow. However, you could go look at new homes and get in that energy. So make taking action and really choosing dynamically a priority. Even if it's, you know, I recommend taking action every day, and I know that's not always possible with, you know, jobs, children, whatever shows up. But it's not impossible either. You know what I mean? Even if it's just looking at your list and scheduling some things on your calendar to do, that's an action step. So, okay. Is that something you're willing to choose?
Yes.
And
sometimes I just don't identify easily what those actions are. But yes, yes.
Okay, could you give me an example of something you'd like to have and you just don't know what to do about it? Like, don't say go to the moon, please.
No, have my own home or apartment in another state.
Okay, cool. Okay, awesome. Could you start purchasing things for your new home.
Yes.
Like, and it doesn't have to be like $1,200, $1,500 furniture. Maybe it's like necessities. Okay, I'm going to need toilet paper. I'm going to need cleaning supplies. I'm going to require a broom and a mop. I'm going to require, you know, sheets and yummy towels.
That's funny. I was just somewhere yesterday and I was like looking at towels and I was like, oh yeah, that would be great when I move.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I do that all the time. When I would like to move into a new space, that's what I do. I start purchasing things for the new space and they can be really, really small and just start. What that does is start pulling your energy and activating it. Does that make sense?
Yes, and that's very light. Yes, thank you.
Awesome. So that's just an example. You know, some people are looking for a new car, and it's like, okay, we'll go test drive one or go sit in one. You know, whatever it is for you. All right, beautiful.
Perfect.
Anything else for you?
No, and that's a little bit of simplification, which was good because I was obviously making a little too difficult.
Yeah, and you're probably the only one that does that. Well, thank you for calling, Lori. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Shelley. I appreciate
okay.
you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I didn't quite know how to hang up, but I think I did that without disconnecting her. Yeah, you know, it's easy sometimes to think about or fantasize about the things that we'd like to have in our lives, and that's a great start. However, you don't want to stop there. You want to take action and lead the way so that the universe knows exactly what you'd like to have. Okay, cool. So I am opening the line for caller with the last four digits 7599. Hello.
Oh,
hi.
Hi, Shelley. This is Cindy Jones.
Hey, Cindy Jones. How are you?
I am so excited.
Me too.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you've already helped me with all of your tips for the last caller that gave
oh,
me
awesome.
Some ideas. And I was originally going to ask why my aura is bright green, but then I find out you and Glenice are going to be in Las Vegas.
Yes, we are.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, girl, how do we get me there? And how do I clear everything? I mean, like, okay, is it all right if I just continue to talk here for a second?
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't even get
go
to say
it.
Officially hello. This is our first time we've ever spoke to each other.
I know. And we get to meet soon.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God, I cannot. I mean, it's exactly what I've been asking for. And so I, even looking at things in the natural, it would be very doable to get me to Vegas to that bars and that foundations. However, I don't want to do it like I've done it before. And like the last caller, I don't want to be in survival mode with this. I want my journey from here to there to be clear and strong and powerful and fun, and I want every day to be an event on my way to get there. You know, I don't want to stop myself with, oh my God, I've got to scrimp, I've got to save, oh
yeah.
What, you know, what if I whatever. I mean, I've even actually got to go buy a suitcase. I don't even have a suitcase at this point.
Funny.
But,
that's funny because yeah. I just recently moved, and that's one of the things I threw away was my old suitcase. So I'm suitcaseless right now too.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
So
let's what
do this.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. Let me just. There's a clearing coming through. So I use this a lot, just in my daily life. So everywhere you've assumed it's going to be difficult, you're not going to have the money, it's going to, you know, be a bumpy, rocky journey would you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. Now, after I do that, clear my assumptions, I just start asking for every molecule in existence to contribute to me having the money and other resources I require. I also ask for, you know, the planning of it, whatever, you know, whatever's required to just be totally fun, total ease, total joy, and total glory. And I just kind of keep cycling through that, because things, it doesn't mean like everything in your head is eradicated, you know, with that one cycle of clearing. You know, you could wake up at 2 a.m. and start thinking about it again. And then I just clear that. And then I go back into what I would like to have. It's a lot of times we immediately focus on what could go wrong, how it was the last time, I don't have the money, blah, you know, whatever those things are, we kind of go there. So you want to stop that as quickly as you possibly can, and then put your attention on what you would like to create. And do your best to keep your attention there. And when it's not, don't go into judgment of you. It's just an old habit. And then kind of start that cycle again. Okay, everywhere I've assumed that the plane ticket's going to be $800, and we both know it's not.
Yeah, did you see that screenshot? Or what?
Yes,
screenshot
I did.
That, oh my gosh, $160.
Yeah,
excited.
And what? And then, you know, when you see stuff like that, okay, what else is possible? What would it take for the money to show up? What would it take for somebody to gift me a flight? Yeah, what would it take for somebody to gift me a flight? And just and make it as fun as possible. Everything you choose, just bring as much fun energy as you possibly can, because laughter and fun automatically clears crap, automatically brings the vibration up. And the more you can, like, laugh at yourself and laugh at, you know, whatever's going on, you know, and really just lighten it up and return to the creative energy that, you know, of what you'd like to have, you will be surprised. The universe has surprised me so many times when I'm choosing from that space.
Yeah.
So how does that feel for you?
That feels wonderful. I just know that it's actually about so much more than creating my trip to Las Vegas to see you and Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
It's about
and
creating
it's like,
me.
What would it take for me to receive, you know, all the gifts that this journey of creating this trip has to offer me?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
It. Thank you so much for choosing this, Shelley. I mean, I almost want to say I can't believe it, but I can, because it's magical. It showed up on my radar, just me even messaging you about my aura. Why did I message you about my aura? And then I didn't know you had this radio show going on tonight, and I sure as heck didn't know that you were going to be with Glenice in Las Vegas.
Yes,
so it's like somebody was getting my attention. My teammates were
Absolutely.
Getting my attention. Okay, so in your opinion or your point of view or your energy, whatever you want to call it, do you think there's anything that I might need a special clearing on right now about anything?
You know, it all feels very light to me. It really, really does. And
me too. I'm digging for trouble, see?
I'm looking for trouble.
Oh,
man. And if something weird or wonky, you know, or heavy pops in your head, you know what to do with that. You know how to handle that. And just, you know, and go back to the pictures, you know, of the Cosmopolitan. And I'll tell everybody what this is once I'm finished with this.
Yeah, because I've got a zillion
questions.
Because
there's an energy in the Cosmopolitan. There's an energy in Vegas. There's an energy that Glenice has. There's an energy that I have. You know what I mean?
Oh,
there's an energy of the people coming there.
Yes, yes.
And it's just delicious. And just play with it and ask it to contribute to you.
yes, and I've already been asking questions about it being the most amazing class ever in the history of mankind.
I guarantee laughter.
I want lots of friends to join us too. So
yeah, absolutely. All right, beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Anything else
thank
for you?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It.
Okay, and I'll talk to you and see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so I wasn't planning on talking about this, but I did think about, oh, I should make a commercial for this. So in October, oh my goodness, do I even have the dates in front of me? The beautiful Glenice Hughes is facilitating a foundation class, and then we're also co-hosting an Access Bars class. And if you're like, what are you talking about? Feel free to email me. You can email me at Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-I, at ShelleySpeaks.com, or find me on Facebook, you know, private message me. It is a class that I have taken before. I've taken both of the classes. And all I'll say right now is that it will be a contribution to you if you let it. All right, so now I'm going to open the line for caller with the last four digits, 4472. Hello.
I hear. Hi. This is Sadie.
Yes,
how
I do.
Are you?
Good. I knew
you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm driving a big truck. I'm doing really well. Yeah, I haven't drove a truck in a while, so.
Wow.
This has been really good.
And I just need to let everyone know, Deidre's a very tiny person, so I just can see you with this huge truck. That's funny. That's awesome.
It reminds me of the other days in my life, which have changed. So, this has been a very interesting energy. It's
awesome.
Very delicious call, too, by the way, that we're on here. I'm really glad I got to make it on.
Yeah, and you can come back and listen to it again, which is awesome.
Yeah,
cool. So did you have a question?
What I needed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well,
yay.
My question, I guess, is for myself. There's just so much going on with the family and move and a possible move and just all kinds of different things happening all the time right now. And, you know, staying in what you started with today, staying in, you know, the presence of being me through it all.
Mm-hmm. Being,
you know,
the leader
around
of your life.
A lot of, yeah, because I am very much, you know, that person that goes and helps everybody and does it all for the other person. So, yeah, some help, you know, reminding myself to be that person and always ask those questions, because I'm feeling like I'm not doing that, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not staying in the who I am. I'm helping a lot of people, doing what I came to do, but I'm not continuing to do what you know, what the business would like me to do, or things like that at this time.
Okay, so you have a little bit of background noise, but it's a little quiet right now.
Okay,
do you perceive that you're avoiding yourself or distracting yourself to keep you from doing something?
More like avoiding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and maybe getting the distractions in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think what I meant to say was creating distractions to avoid the creation of your life. So let's clear that.
Yeah.
So everywhere you're creating distractions to avoid the creation of a joyful life and living, would you please destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Cool. Clear, clear, clear. All right, cool. So, truth, why do you do that?
I don't have a lot of space to work here in what I'm doing. And
no, why do you create the distractions?
Why do I create the distractions?
Why do you avoid the creation of your life?
Yes, because I really like to just help my family at this time. Then I feel guilty because I'm not creating my life, I'm creating this life.
Do you feel guilty or do you feel angry?
I don't feel an anger. I feel like a disappointment. I feel more of a disappointment in myself because I'm not proceeding forward.
So
even though I'm here.
What could you choose differently?
Well, I have been getting up in the morning and, you know, going for my walks and getting out in nature a little bit, and playing my drums, doing things like that, doing my clearings. I get up and I get my book and I go do that. I actually have to leave the premises to get any of that stuff done because things just show up to stop me from doing what I'm doing.
Do they just show up or are you creating them?
I don't mean consciously. Yeah.
But who chose to be there? Who chose to be there?
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. I chose to be here with my family this time. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like I could use my kids as an excuse not to do a lot of things. However, I make the demand that they have to get my program, not me getting with their program. And that doesn't mean they're neglected or they go hungry or anything like that. It's like, okay, how can I create my life and living in a way where I am contributing to my kids and I'm contributing to my joy and not depleting or taking away from either one? Because, you know, and when I say my kids, that's probably, you know, you're probably thinking they're little. They're not that little. They're like 20 and 22. And it's like they have to take responsibility. So in your home or the home where you are now, can everybody take responsibility for their joy and happiness, or is that your responsibility?
Oh, they definitely take care of them. It's their choice.
Is that what's happening? I'm not saying ideally. What's happening? Like, are they relying on you, or can you put the ball back in their court?
Oh, I put the ball back in their court. They're not relying on me to do that for them, no.
Okay, so what's actually distracting you? So it's not the people.
No, it's not really the people. It's having the means and the way to do the work that I really want to do. Like,
okay, that's very
vague.
And I
just don't have that right now. I know, it's really hard to explain. So I'm trying to get some things done with the business on an iPad and things like that, and it's just not working. So I'm trying to use the computer, and that's not working. So I'm trying to, you know, get my pictures done and do some writing and all that. So that, it's just not working. And so there's other ways
and
that
are
I
you
have to
asking,
work on creating
you know,
that way.
This is more of the kind of like some business coaching. Are you communing with your business and asking it what's required each day, or are you just deciding when you wake up what needs to be done?
Actually, I did ask the business today, and I said, work on the painting. And I went, okay, how am I going to do that? Show me that. So, that was part of what
I
was going to do.
Well, the conversation stopped there?
Pretty much, yeah. And a good distraction came in, so...
Okay, well, from where I'm sitting right now, it just sounds like you're going to have to choose more dynamically and put your foot down and not let the distractions
for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I'm working on this for an hour. Everybody leave me alone. You can get an hour.
Oh, I can
right?
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And You know, maybe you don't work as much as you would if you were in your house. However, that doesn't mean you can't get things done.
Yeah.
So if you remember, okay. I told you about someone who wrote a book. I'm not going to say their name on the radio, but it was mm-hmm. a best-selling book. And they wrote it in 15-minute increments because they were in college, mm-hmm. they worked, and they had children. And that's all they had, mm-hmm. 15-minute increments.
Yeah, good reminder. Okay.
So, no excuses. Everywhere you're creating
distractions
and excuses, please destroy and uncreate it all.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, and it's
okay.
just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just... And ask for contribution. So, as I mentioned earlier, I really had a strong ask to have my radio program today. However, I have literally had every technological blip, like, in the last 2 days that I haven't had all year, okay? And don't you dare say Mercury retrograde, because I don't
buy into that. No, I'm not.
And so,
I know that thing. No.
I just kept asking, is this now? Is this for later? I was like, no, it's now. And, you know, I asked for contribution, and Lori sent me some contribution, and it just, you know, just cleared things up. So ask for what you require.
Yeah, thank you. I haven't done that lately either. Thank you very much. Good reminder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay.
Because that's what we're here for. We're in oneness and we're here to contribute to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So ask.
Ah, thank you. Yeah.
You're so welcome. All right. Anything else for you, beautiful?
Thank you. Oh, no. Thank you so much. You got me back on track. I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. So thank you, everyone who has called in. You've had some really juicy, delicious things to talk about. And, you know, I think I'm going to wrap things up. I'm just going to do a little recap again. Be the leader of your life. Lead the way. You're like the CEO. You're the driver. You're the captain of the ship. And the whole universe is here to contribute to you. However, the universe would like to know what you're choosing. So that's number one, make yourself the number one choice and priority in your life. And you know, anywhere you've decided that making yourself the number one choice and priority is selfish, or someone else is going to get neglected, or something bad's going to happen, please destroy and uncreate it all. Yeah, thank you. Be crystal clear on your targets and priorities and your goals. Sometimes when we're doing something and it's not flowing, you know, and it's not easy. Sometimes it's because we don't have clarity on what we're creating. So I'll use myself as an example. I have a target in my life, and this radio program fits in or is congruent with that target. Okay. There are other things that I have chosen unconsciously that I've really struggled with, or I've struggled with, you know, the environment or the people. And then when I look back, I'm like, oh, that had nothing to do with what I'm creating in my life. I just thought it did. So that's why it's important to be crystal clear on what you're creating for your life. And it doesn't have to be tangible things. It could be energies, like I'm creating more adventure. I'm creating more freedom. I'm creating more joy. And really being able to perceive the things that are out of alignment with all of that, or are not congruent with that. And learn to say no. I am pretty good at saying no most of the time. And it's just refreshing to be able to say no as a contribution to me. It's not about being mean or unkind to people. It's about honoring myself, honoring my creations, honoring, you know, the moment, so that I can continue on the path of creating my life. So those are my three tips. I invite you to join me again next Wednesday. I have no idea what the topic will be, but that will pop in soon. If you'd like a Change It Now session or an intuitive reading, or I don't know, what else do I have on there? You can visit my website, which is shellyspeaks.com. It's shellyspeaks.com. And a Change It Now session, it's where you get to play with me. There's a 20-minute session and 40-minute session, and we get on the phone one-on-one or on Zoom, whatever works for you. And when I say I clear you quickly and dynamically, it's amazing. I don't hold back. I hold back on the radio a little bit, but I don't hold back in those sessions. And you let me know what you're asking for, you know, what you'd like to be, do, or have. And I am able to perceive what's blocking you or stopping you, and we just go for it. All right. Thank you to all of our callers. Thank you to Cindy and Lori and Deidre, everybody listening live, everybody listening in the future. Have a beautiful, beautiful night, and I'll talk to you next week.